Blog Talk Radio.
New York City,
New York City.
You are now rapping,
you are now rapping.
With 50 Cent.
With 50 Cent.
You gotta love it,
you gotta love it.
I just wanna chill and twist a lot. Catch stunts in my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need, and I like your smile. I don't wanna see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask, and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me, girl? It's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me,
if I
girl?
Fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? If I went back to a hoopty for my band, would you poof and disappear like some of my friends? If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side?
It's the
Come on, the question and the shouting out. What is on fire? Yo, yeah.
it's just gonna be a military state. You kill on sight. If you disagree with the political philosophy of the nation, you get killed. We know that that's unjust.
My right fist high. Can I get a black power? I said, can I get a black power? Now tell me, can I get a black power? It's brick, still superhuman, spearheading this new movement. Black power, new generations, reaching them even sooner. They ain't have to get locked up, came back, now they SUNY channeled our higher selves. And yes, we still tuning, vibration sacred. They ain't no other way to mute me. Press pause if you wanna, you gon' miss it all, dog. Need this right brain thinking from this southpaw. My heart heavy, trying to balance out my outlaws when outdoors. Cause they don't think like us, they outlaws. We seeking knowledge of ourselves. Self-destruction is all they out for. How can we reach them? Teach them want something better, cause we can't be niggas and bitches forever. But no, when I call you kings and queens, you don't accept it. Why? We came from royalty, was forced into the mindset of a peasant. Uncle Tom kicked back, reading Willie Lynch's letters, get the fight back. So majority just settled down. My right fist high, can I get a black power? Right fist high, can I get a black power? Right fist high, can I get a black power? It's time to reclaim what's ours.
They asking what do I believe in? I ain't into no religion, be it long, not a Muslim, though I know what you thinking. It's a stereotypical place in the box, and the reason is white supremacy's locked. Don't make me roster, they ain't all my Easter. This is black power, all through your speakers. Trust me, it starts with self. Unity, the next sequence. My brain caused waves in the deep end. They mind shallow, let that sink in. This is food for thought, that good eating. Break bread, brick breezes, building bars, just breathing. Thank the ancestors for making this look so easy. Yeah, my fist toward the universe, best believe it. The Akashic records used to reveal the secrets. My soul's in a higher place, elevated from the dire straits. Weight on my back of an entire race. Hip hop steady crashing, trying to guide it straight. Dance around the bass with rhymes that I create. Watch me rock it like I'm headed out of space.
My right fist high, can I get a black power? Right fist high, can I get a black power? Right fist high, can I get a black power? It's time to reclaim what's ours.
This the beginning of something special, the start of an era that's extra epic. I got my right fist high, better respect it. Standing on this flag like Eric Shepard. The birth of a nation, I'm the legend. They tell my story, write the legend, get the message. We ain't taking no more bullshit. I'm at this range, taking aim, empty this full clip. Target practice on the cracker, holding that bull whip. You ain't my master, the pastor preach from that pulpit. The same poison they used to feed us, use Jesus to make us weaker. Ignoring your inner God, my body like a cathedral. Mental like a collage, artistic expressions I manifest them, ain't no mirage. Shorty say he wanna be like Brick, so I go hard till my tank is out of gas. Keep the pedal to the floor. Middle fingers out the window for the law. This for Laquan, man. Both my middle fingers out the window. Fuck the law. This for Laquan, man.
My right fist high. Can I get a black power? Right fist high. Can I get a black power? Right fist high. Can I get a black power? It's time to reclaim what's ours. Yeah.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of the Book of Brick series, broadcasting live every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My host and founder, the Black Divest Realignment Specialist, nationwide advocate for Black Empowerment, here on Self Empowerment Tuesday through the proper implementation of African thought and creativity. Speaking none other than my brother, your brother, Brick the Foundation family. That phone number to call in, 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. From my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some and present to others all the way from Flint Town, USA, the man, the myth, the legend, Brick the Foundation, a.k.a. Boom Back Brick Break.
Yeah. Up Dog, aka Bootleg Brick, aka I expected you to go in today.
I was about to, but then I remember, you know, what transpired. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, you know.
From
town down to Houston, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you know, it's Hallows Eve, man, you know what I'm saying? We about to go
like
21 questions, man, you know what I'm saying? 21 questions, man. We over here, you know. We out here.
Evidently,
Flint ain't the only thing. Flint water ain't the only thing fucked up out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we like talk about that water though. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we like, hey, talk about that city though. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't got that part, man, from Radio Raheem, man. Otherwise, I was gonna have it. You know, when he jumped that Italian dude and shit on Do the Right Thing, Radio Raheem, he's like, my music.
Man, I ended up speaking to him. I ended up finding out who it was, you know. So I ended up speaking to the brother, you know. So I told him that I got a promotional kit for him. You know what I'm saying? He said it wasn't no malice intended. He just was trying to direct people towards the music. I just explained to him it's better ways to do that. You know what I'm saying? Than giving out the most recent project for free. But yeah, it definitely was a wide array of emotions. You know what I'm saying? Over the last week, since I kind of found out about it. You know what I'm saying? It kind of been on the research to find out where it was leaked from and all of that, you know what I'm saying, and how many of them exist, and is this the only place that's happening at, you know what I'm saying? Like, it definitely opened up my eyes to a different realm, if you want to say, you know, that actually exists, you know what I'm saying? The days of seeing, like, the Jay-Z's and the Nas's, that even the newer artists, you know what I'm saying, seeing bootleg CDs of theirs, you know what I'm saying, and then finally coming across one of your own, you know what I'm saying, it definitely propels you to a different atmosphere and thought, you know what I'm saying. Like I said, it was kind of rough dealing with it at first. I went through every emotion from anger to being sad about it, to, you know what I'm saying, being kind of elated, like, okay, people actually listening, you know what I'm saying, it's just, all right, well, at least it's getting to the people type thing, because at the end of the day, it is a teaching tool, but also, you know what I'm saying, it is a form of art that could sustain my family if supported correctly, you know what I'm saying, because there's a lot of work that goes into it, you know what I'm saying. My main issue with it was the presentation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I go to the end of the earth, I feel, you know what I'm saying, when I come to putting this music together for the people, and the artwork of it, the whole element of just keeping hip-hop alive in general, you know what I'm saying? Because it could have been easy for me to just thermal print a CD, you know, or Sharpie it myself and hand it out to people. Or any of those other things, you know what I'm saying? But I try to hold true to hip-hop culture, you know what I'm saying? And that was one of the main reasons why. I think that was one of the reasons why, like, it touched a sad place and an angry place inside of me when I found it. Because, like I said, as we know, leading up to Exodus of Revolution releasing, you know what I'm saying, we discussed the whole 1990 ish scene, you know what I'm saying, and just paying homage to that, releasing the album on Tuesday, you know what I'm saying, actually having a thank you letter inside of the album, you know what I'm saying, having just overall album artwork like a keepsake, basically, you know what I'm saying, and it just felt like a piece of that was destroyed, you know what I'm saying, even though people aren't getting the lyrics and everything, this is, it's a piece of the art that you're missing. You know what I'm saying? Because it, literally every person that buy, that has that CD, that's, even though your name might not be in it, it's a personalized thank you letter inside of it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Like I said, it just touched a weird spot. You know what I'm saying? And that's the world that we in. You know what I'm saying? We talked about it, about DVDs. You know what I'm saying? Being bootlegged, you know, and putting copyrights on stuff. And you know what I'm saying? As far as it being disc right protected or being downloaded, you know, like I said, I understand the magnitude of the service for the people. So every CD that I sell comes with a free digital download. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard to like coordinate off and make sure that I have full total control of it at all times. You know what I'm saying? Like it's almost impossible. So like I said, I'm appreciative of the fact that, you know what I'm saying, there's people out there that's gravitating to the music, no matter how it's being done, you know what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, this is one of the strong suits that will push, you know what I'm saying, revolution or change upon our people is through the music. So, shit, like Malcolm said, by any means necessary, man, you know what I'm saying. Like I said, I would prefer the monetary from my hard work, you know what I'm saying, the labor that I put into the music, but if it's reaching people, man, it's reaching people.
Oh, shit. Let me check it out. That's the hype.
Newest, latest. Let me tell you the story of right hand, left hand. The tale of good and evil. Hey, it was with this hand that Cain iced his brother. Love. These five fingers, they go straight to the soul of man. The right hand, the hand of love. The story of life is this. Static. One hand is always fighting the other hand. And the left hand is kicking much ass. I mean, it looks like the right hand love is finished. But hold on, stop the presses, the right hand's coming back. Yeah, he's got the left hand on the ropes now, that's right. Yeah, ooh, it's a devastating right hand. Hey, this hurt, he's down. Ooh, ooh, left hand, hey, KO'd by love. If I love you, I love you. But if I hate you,
there it is, love and hate.
Fight the power.
Hey, Spike Lee had to get up out of there after he said, there it is, love and hate. I'm out of here. I don't know what you're feeling right now, but I'm not about to find out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. That was doing the wrong thing, man. Doing the wrong thing.
Like I say, I mean, the reception in the video that's out in question, you know what I'm saying? It definitely is. You can see the jubilation. You can see the joy. You can see the self-empowerment, the sense of empowerment, you know what I'm saying, flowing through the music, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and no offense, because I don't want people to be like, oh, these supposed to be your fans and your fam or whatever. But at the end of the day, if something is giving you this magnitude of power, then you should be figuring out a way to support it. You know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't be like, okay, well, I received this power from you 2 months ago. Now that you know what I'm saying, realize it's a bootleg. Okay, here you go. Here goes some change for you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had some, I posted it a couple places, you know what I'm saying, with people that's real close to me. Like, yo, look at this, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, a couple people bought the album just out of pure appreciation. They're like, oh, man, I'm sorry you had to go through that type of stuff. But, I mean, like I said, that's one of, out of how many, who knows, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was just in Houston, and it was a brother down there bumping some music, and I just asked him randomly, you know what I'm saying, did he know who Brick the Foundation was? And he turned it on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? So, at that point, it's YouTube bootlegging my shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not receiving any monetaries from YouTube neither, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate the opportunity to be able to charge the person up, you know what I'm saying? And it's probably somebody that I probably wouldn't have reached, because my net only reaches so far, you know what I'm saying? And it's up to the people to help me cast that net further. But there's legit ways to do it, you know what I'm saying? There's black economic ways to do it, you know what I'm saying, where you're actually pushing the legit product and not no stepped-on product, you know what I'm saying, where you actually you're contributing to the brand name as opposed to possibly hindering it, you know what I'm saying? Because another portion of the artwork is, say, for instance, the CD's just sitting around, you know what I'm saying? Or somebody might get intrigued just by the artwork from it, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to it just written brick and Revolution of Exodus, and they're like, what the hell is this? Some other random local artist, you know what I'm saying? Because there's so many of us to navigate through, you know what I'm saying? That's why I put so much onus on the artwork behind my music, you know what I'm saying? That in itself sets my music apart from any other artist that's pretty much out there, because no one really takes pride in that aspect of it no more, because we're in a digital microwave art society now, you know what I'm saying? So it's nothing to actually, why a lot of artists look at it as, why waste the money for packaging? You know what I'm saying? I spend $5, $6, $7, $8 for packaging for you guys. That's half the cost of what I'm selling the CD for. So, you know what I'm saying? The profit's not in me selling the music. You know what I'm saying? It just helps to keep generating it. You know what I'm saying? So if there's no profit coming from it, then there's no music being generated anymore. You know what I'm saying? So there's an end goal. You know, like I said, I'm not seeking to drive Maseratis off of y'all or anything of that nature or live in a mansion. You know what I'm saying? It would be nice not to have to go to work because I'm working for the people through the music. But at the end of the day, at some point it has to self-sustain itself. You know what I'm saying? And I've stated this over the last couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? And I might even have come off as depressed. You know what I'm saying? But it's reached a point where it's not the same as it was. Music was my child. You know what I'm saying? Over the course of the last 14 months, my life has drastically changed. You know what I'm saying? All the way from adopting a now 12-year-old to having a 3-month-old of my own. You know what I'm saying? So resources are funneled in a different direction. You know what I'm saying? So it's not, oh, I got the spirit anymore. I don't really have anything to do with this cash. Let me go jump in the booth. Let me cop this beat. That doesn't exist anymore. You know what I'm saying? I got the spirit still in me to drop the bars, but then let me go cop this beat. Oh, baby crying, she needs some food. You know what I'm saying? Little cuz needs some new school clothes. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all know preteens are hard on clothes and stuff like that. So, I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, at some point it has to self-sustain. I don't care about having to work. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sitting up here looking for the revolution to fund me, not trying to pimp the revolution or anything of that nature. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, at some point, it has to self-sustain itself in order to keep reproducing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like money. Your money has to be able to make you more money, because you can't be rich and just expect your money to prolong for your entire life. At some point, it has to generate more revenue. If it doesn't, then it's going to dry up. You know what I'm saying? If you're constantly shelling out and not bringing anything in, and at some point, it's going to dry up, no matter how much money you got, no matter how much talent you got, the same thing applies. You know what I'm saying? At some point, if it's not being self-sustained, it's going to dry up, because all of these things cost. You know what I'm saying? So, like I say, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's not really hindering me, because I'm in the same position I was before I found out about Bootleg Records. What happens is it hinders the rest of the audience, you know what I'm saying, because then Exodus or Revolution becomes the last brick album that you're able to listen to. You know what I'm saying? There's no what if. I mean, that's all that exists now. It's what if, shoulda, woulda, coulda. You know what I'm saying? Because you have deflated the energy center, you know what I'm saying, and not resupplied it with more. So it's just crazy knowledge, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean to just beat a dead horse, you know what I'm saying? But it's like I said, it just was a range of emotions to go through. I don't know if anybody else out there has experienced it, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, I got so many albums that, you know what I'm saying, I'm willing to put out a piece of work where it's like two songs from every album. That's like 22 tracks because I got 11 albums. So it gives you like a smorgasbord to listen to, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to being just pushed in one particular direction. Because the after I found out where the CD came from, you know what I'm saying, it made me do a little bit more research. A couple weeks ago, it was a brother named Wise Panda out across from Burson Fieldhouse here in Flint, Michigan, you know what I'm saying, representing for the Revolutionary Black Panther Party, I believe it is. You know what I'm saying? They was doing a free food drive, and I came across their live feed scrolling down Facebook. So, you know what I'm saying? I decided, I'm like, yo, it's going on in the city. It's raining and everything. It's super windy, but, I can't have something going on with like-minded people in the city and I'm not there. So I popped up on the brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? And they was bumping my music, you know, and it kind of it didn't register with me then. I just assumed that bro had bought it or something. But I'm pretty sure that was the same thing because it came from the same lead, you know. But at the end of the day, man, like I said, it is somebody here pushing the music, you know what I'm saying? We discussed it, and he said it was no malice intended. He said he wasn't selling them, that he was just burning copies for people and was sending them my direction. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully that's what it was, you know what I'm saying, and we nipped that in the bud. Because at the end of the day, like I said, it is for the people. But at some point, it has to be able to generate income to keep making more music for the people. Now, is you just going to let me rant for 2 hours, bro?
Oh, you got bars, huh? So I'm just, you know what I'm saying? They ain't recycled bars, they bars. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you know that shit delicate though with the community we do with the band. You know what I'm saying? It'll be all the way ranging from it's a setup to saying that it's pseudo bootlegging to, you know what I'm saying, just all kind of stuff. Like, oh, why you got a problem with being free?
Rick out there. Rick out there bootlegging his own stuff, you know what I'm saying, trying to get some controversy started, you know
man, I mean, it happens, man.
I told you,
I
had a similar experience, you know what I'm saying, in regards to, you know, consciousness, you see what I'm saying, like, you thinking, you know, you go to these websites, you see what I'm saying, like, you in a remote location, I'm in the middle of war, you know what I mean, trying to get, you know, some information, and I'm thinking that the information is coming from the people, and it's coming from a third party. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, if I never got an opportunity to speak to, you know, some of my teachers on the phone directly, you know what I mean? I wouldn't have known. I'm like, you got a website? They're like, yeah. I'm like, so they got your shit on this one, they got this. And it was like, I don't even got this shit. Like, how do you get it? You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, it just goes to show you, like, you know, third parties. It's not like it's in the case where, you know, you go do some shit at Black and Nobel. Black and Nobel got it. You see what I'm saying? And they marketing it. You see what I'm saying? It's not the same, you know. Or you do something on Sinetta and Sinetta got it. Or you do something with Rich and Rich got it. These are third parties. You see what I'm saying? These are third parties. And, you know, brothers and sisters might have been getting this information from all over the world with no permission or not even no kickback to the people that's doing it. You see what I'm saying? You know, even though the end result led to, you know, some speaking engagements, I'm pretty sure them came from people where they didn't get an opportunity to get them DVDs from them. Just the fact that they got the DVD, you know what I'm saying, prompted them to be able to bring those speakers in. You see what I'm saying? But you just don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's people, you know, out there that you know, are, you know, oblivious to what's going on. You see what I'm saying? If they're not following what's going on. So, you know, our marketing approach, you know, in our immediate areas and all, you know, all around, you see what I'm saying, has to be better in that regard because they don't know. You see what I'm saying? You know, I went to Black Consciousness or, you know, something like that. I don't even remember what it is now. You see what I'm saying? Because I can call somebody and say, yo, I need your catalog. You see what I'm saying? It'd be no different than if they had, you know, say conscious music and, you know, they got Brick up there. You see what I'm saying? It could be possible that somebody got a website with your joints up there, G. You see what I'm saying? In RBG Music, you see? And they got burnt copies and they sending them around. Or they could be sending them around. You see what I'm saying? Or, you know, at least in that case, they had contact information for people. It was like a speaker's network, you know, that need to be revamped, need to be updated. They need to be put out, you know, like a contact way for people to contact. You see what I'm saying? All of that. But as far as that was concerned, like they got numbers that people had like 10 years ago. It's not updated. You see what I'm saying? Because they're not in contact with anybody. I guarantee you that, like, if people were sending you some kickback, you wouldn't be like, yo, you see what I'm saying? They doing some heavy lifting for you because they're putting you in a market that you might not have tapped into yet. You see what I'm saying? So, well, that's a couple of different ways to look at it. And, you know, we went through all of the, you know, possible scenarios. And you just went through them because you got bars like that. You see what I'm saying? Just now. Just, you know, like, it's a situation like that. And, you know, it's historical. The reason why Nas's album, I Am, and Nostradamus came out as separate albums is because the bootleggers had it out a month before the release date. It was supposed to be a double CD. You know what I mean? It was supposed to be a double CD, and they had it out a month already on the street, leaked. You know, you had to break it up, break it down, and, you know, put out I Am, and then wait a little bit, and then put out Nostradamus. But that was a double CD. Because it was in the double CD lane era. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, before that, you know, that wear out date to where you just trying to, you know, be like everybody else, come out with a double CD. You know what I mean? Like the bootleggers got it, you know? So it was the same thing with the beginning of Machiavelli. When you hear, you know, that guy was like, you know, artists are scrambling, you know, re-releasing, you know, changing their release dates. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you didn't want to come out that day. You didn't want to be the one that came out. You know what I'm saying? You ain't want to release your shit. You see what I'm saying? And you still see it somewhat in the genre. You know, like our genre needs to be more clearly defined. You know what I mean? What's allowed? You know, because we're in a position to say what's allowed and what's not allowed. You know, yeah. There should be some requirements. There should be some space of accountability. You know what I mean? Otherwise, you can be a civilian. You see what I'm saying? That's where I'm at with it. Like, you can be a civilian. You don't have to rep anything. You can be a civilian, and then you can do whatever you want, and nobody's going to say anything to you. You see what I'm saying? But if you're in this lane, you've got to have a level of accountability because everybody is watching you. You know what I mean? Everybody's watching you. So you've got to be accountable some kind of way. So, and the masqueraders and the fakers and the people who haven't developed to the level of you know, worthy to be in front of the people, though, that's it. They got to fight through all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like in your lane, they got to fight through all of that trash because there's a bunch of trash music out there. In our lane, fuck the other lane. The other lane don't exist to me. In our lane, it's trash. You see what I'm saying? It's a bunch of trash music that's out there. You see what I'm saying? To get to where you can find something that's music. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of rappers out there. You know what I'm saying? There's music that's not music. You understand what I'm saying? So there's a lot of artists that's out there. You know, it's not music. You know what
the king, not
I love it, man. I love it, man. I'm telling you, like, it's true, man. It's not, man. You know what I mean?
It's not so music. What's your name?
Music. I think you're my king, not man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not it, man. You know what I mean? They're making it, they think they're doing something good, but they're actually making it harder.
Wow.
Because we want to use the word alternative. Nah, it's not alternative, it's primary. Primary would denote that there's something that's secondary. Alternate would mean that which you're promoting is second to what is primary. See what I'm saying? So, you know, you got a direct current and you got an alternate current. So certain energy flows through that current direct and certain energy flows through that alternate current. Because if you make contact with the direct current, you die. You make contact with the alternate current, you just might get a shock. You see what I'm saying? But they're both necessary in that flow. But, you know, in this lane that we in and what needs to be done, you know what I mean? All of our people need this self-empowerment music. Because we see the social ills, we see the maladies, we see what happens when we don't have it. We can witness it. You see what I'm saying? It's like, you know, y'all talking about music. Yes, music got you here. Music got you here. You know, music got you here, and music can get you up out of here. Wow. First, you see what I'm saying? Music can have you searching for yourself, and then when you like, it'll lead you. Like, see, look. You have already did some amazing stuff already, and I don't got to get into the specifics, but you know where I'm going. When you don't have a soundtrack, a lead-in, you see what I'm saying? Like, a show don't just start. They got opening acts. You see what I'm saying? They got opening acts. Man, I was just on here with Rich, man, on Sunday, and I talked him through a whole event process. On Sunday. You see what I'm saying? So now I gotta ask you, since we're doing 21 questions, you know what I mean? When was the last time you went to an event where whomever the presenter was asked permission for the elders to speak before they started?
To be 100% honest, it was about a year ago. It was in Miami.
All right. So we ain't got to get into the details. All right, so now, when was the last time you went to an event where there was bringing down or invoking the spirit of the ancestors, other than the one you just went to? Because I know that was on the program.
Been a minute. Other than, we Kwanzaa event.
Right. All right, so now, this other question. When is the last time you went to an event where they pulled the audience and had people come up and told the people what they did?
None.
All right. When was the last time you went to an event where they celebrated some elders in the community and celebrated some youth in the community outside of the Black Power Awards?
You just took my answer.
So
I feel
now,
loud, man. I was sitting ready to hit the buzzer.
Let me tell you that every single event that I went to coming up, that's what happened every single time. Every single time. That was what was going on. Every single time. No matter where I went. You know why? Because that's a family experience. That's how you have a family experience. If we African family, African-centered family, we dealing with that experience, you have to have something there for the whole entire family. And every time we came together, the joints was packed. And we was, you know, it was boom, boom. You know, they had the children perform. Hey, who on the honor roll? Come up here and get a couple dollars. You understand what I'm saying? Like real deal. Like, so you couldn't wait to go somewhere because you knew it was something that was there for everybody that was there. To been in the community for 20 years and boom, boom, boom. We love you. And we just want to give you a token of our appreciation. Oh, the brother, boom, boom, boom. You see what I'm saying? And these are people that everybody knew, everybody loved, and that acclaim that went along with it. You see what I'm saying? That all of that was an experience every single time you went to an event. Every single time we went to an event that we were scattered together. You see what I'm saying? There was something there for everybody. Oh, and on top of that, you can go and get, you see what I'm saying? But if you know how many salons that existed that was black owned? How many barbershops that existed that was black owned that you can't even find remnants of no more? Can't even find remnants of no more. It's a barbershop in my neighborhood, Rick, that been there for for like 60 years. I think I told you a story about it. Brother came in there in the joint so long, Rick, he was in the joint for 40 years. The elder who started the shop passed away and passed him the store, passed him the barbershop. That joint is a historical landmark in my city. 60 years or more it's been around. And the brother said, I came in here, I was homeless, and I was on drugs. He said, the old man had me there. I was living in the shop for a year. Had a little cot in the back where I was living there. And, you know, he fed me. You know, I cleaned up the shop, everything, boom, 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 boom. He said he gave me a chance 40 years ago. And I ain't never left. You understand what I'm saying? That opportunity like that, you know, to where you're looking at, you know, things that somebody gives you, not as frivolous, but, you know, thankful. You're in a space of gratitude. You know, 40 years, and now he give opportunities to young people to come in, you know, and be able to earn a living, to, you know, to get out of the street and everything. You see what I'm saying? Because he remembered what he was given. So, you know, the dude had children, you know, whomever, but he left it to that dude. He left it to him. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, just, you know, thinking about that and knowing, like, these type of roots that we come from, how important our family is. You see what I'm saying? When we're looking at everything, how important our family is and how important these things are that are built around our resurrection and rise includes our family. You see what I'm saying? That reformation of that family. So, you know, it's in the music. So, you know, my point was, and I know we got a caller right here. I'm going to get to you, caller, 1 second. Let me just finish this thought real quick. Is that the opening acts, the openers of the way, paved the way to get to and have more attention and veracity and more you know, more of a right spirit to receive the message. You know what I mean? Like, we be talking about church. You know why church be packed? Church be packed. They got choir up in there. They got food up in there. You understand what I'm saying? It's a prepare. They open the way up. So when the pastor get in front of you, you ready for the pastor. If you look at the program in church, the sermon is all the way down. You understand what I'm saying? Because if they started off with the sermon, it'd be a wrap. You wouldn't have the rest of the experience that's going on. You wouldn't hear the testimonials. You wouldn't hear all of that. You see what I'm saying? You wouldn't get, you know, after the preacher speaks, then you got the sales pitch. It's all entrepreneurial marketing tools that are used right there in front of your face, and they follow a program. Oh, shit, who gave us a program? Brick. Brick gave us a program. He gave us the program. He didn't give us a program. He gave us the program. See what I'm saying? So it's a lot that's there that you already take care of. And if our minds were synced together in the way of synchronicity, the people who seek to be out and speak to our people should be directing that first, that precedes them. You see what I'm saying? That this be the thing that precedes them. That's why you have drumming. You see what I'm saying? That's why they pour in libations. That's why you open up ceremonially. That's why you invoke the spirit of the ancestors. That's why you ask permission for the elders as a sign of respect. That's why you recognize in the youth, because you're showing everybody the true African family program and that dynamic. And if they grow up with it, they won't depart from it. Was that 84 bars? I think it was 83 and a half, man. You got 84 bars, man. Let's go to this Philly phone number right here. Area code 215-758.
Is that 1703? That's me. Is my mic open? Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, okay. I was just listening to your comments, brother. And you were right on point. Almost everything you said is pretty good. I'm I'm like over 70, been in the music industry all my life. mainly called to give a shout out to King Shamir. I'm Elohim Christ, but he knows me as Brother James from the Nation days. I don't know if he's on the air or not. But just congratulate him for keep going and keep his work going. But I like what you're saying, and everything that you're saying is very positive, and that's good. I've listened to some radio shows, and it's just so much negativity, hatred, and all that. But you're giving out sound information that people that are actually promoting events, it will be a great help to them, you know, because I promote events all over the country as well myself. And what you're saying is very, very good, and I appreciate you and what you're doing and what you're saying. That's the first time I tuned in. I had an old number from King Samir, and I just called.
Oh, the 713 number?
I think that's what it was. They just gave me a new number. Blog Talk just gave me a new number as to call this show here, and I just wanted to call to check on, just to check Six of his name and number. I just called to check and see what he was up to. I would like to drop a message, though, if that's okay. on my show, I'm not broadcasting right now, but on my show I talk mostly about love. Love is the act that makes others feel good. And if you're not, if the acts that you're committing in a relationship with each other, if it's not making the other person feel good, then you're not really giving them love, you know? And that's what love is, an action word, you know? And as a community, if we don't love each other, we're not going to be able to get too much done. And this culture doesn't teach us how to love. So remember when you first hook up with your female and y'all getting together and y'all going out and going to dinner and all that? Well, see,
right,
that's the love. After y'all start knocking boots, then they get into the possession thing. Well, you mine, I'm yours and all
right,
that. And the love stops. They attach their emotion to the acts that you were committing when you first got together. And if you keep
right.
that those acts going, you'll never break up. You'll be together forever. You know what I mean? The other message is... I want you to pass this to the children, and whoever listens to you, you know. It's a 50% budget. we need to be on a 50% budget if we're going to accumulate money to do things with. A lot of times when we come out of high school, we get that little job and we spend every dime we can. But you need to live off half and save half. And if children are trying to go to college and stuff like that, if they get two jobs, most jobs pay about $10 an hour. The job is not important. It's what you do with the money. And if you save one job, live off the other job, you'll be able to buy property, like shirts, sale, foreclosure, stuff like that there. And then you can start renting property out. That way you have residual income. You can start with a three-story building, live on the first floor, rent the other two out. And then what you make from that point is unlimited, you know, because now you have residual income, which is economics. Economics is somebody else working and paying you. Your money can be economics. It can work for you, or people can work and pay you rent. But like with a record, you put the music out. Once you make the record, you don't have to go back to the studio to cut it again. They just keep it going. That's residual income from the record sales and stuff like that there. So residual income is the economics, and that's what you have to shoot for, because this stuff they teach you in college, microeconomics, I've been through the schools and stuff, you know, I've been to the college and all that, the stuff they be teaching, it's like, it'll get you there, but it'll have you working for IBM rather than becoming
right.
IBM, you know? And that's my message I have for today, and I just want to give a shout-out to King Samir. He knows me as Brother James. I'm Elohim Christ. You'll be hearing stuff from me later on or whatever, you know? But the information you dropped was good, you know? Fact that it even helped me. Okay, so that's what I had to say. Y'all both keep up the good work. You're doing good. Much love, man.
You too, man. Much love. We appreciate you.
Definitely appreciate you. Yeah, and when you talk about the economics part, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the, I guess that was one of the things that sent me through my disheartening stage when, because ever since I dropped Black Sis, I've incorporated a way for everyone to eat, you know what I'm saying, off the actual product, where you actually physically don't have to do any work, you know what I'm saying? All you have to do is order your copies, and you know what I'm saying, and sell your copies. The same way you are, you know what I'm saying, pushing the copies that are Sharpie or written on, you know what I'm saying? You're actually doing more work that way, because you got to institute the fact that you have to go purchase blank CDs, you have to burn these CDs, and now you have to write on them. where, you know what I'm saying, where there's a 60-40 split that I offer, you know what I'm saying, for marketing the music. Because, like I said, I understand the magnitude of me not being able to reach everybody. And then my net only is able to be cast so far. You know what I'm saying? So there's people that I'm going to miss when I do my sweep trying to gather people to be fans or, you know what I'm saying, the audience for Brick. You know, so like I said, there's a 60-40 split on a $10 CD. So that means that a person makes $4 profit just for supporting the music, you know what I'm saying, or being like, oh, this is what I'm listening to, or, you know what I'm saying, just being a promoter of the music, you know what I'm saying, and instead of a detractor, you know what I'm saying, just letting them know that this is something that I represent, that's something that I stand behind, you know what I'm saying, where it's still the actual CD in the form that it was intended to be presented to the people in. And like I said, it's really nothing you have to do but sit back and wait for your package to arrive with your official Brick CD. You know what I'm saying? And then you're in a position of business for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're failing to look at it that way. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I've noticed over the last 2-3 years of doing this and having this opportunity on the table, you know what I'm saying? There's a few that tap into it, you know, but imagine how much more money Jay-Z would have, you know what I'm saying, if the 444 album was actually promoted by the people, you know what I'm saying, where it's like, yo, I'm listening to this Jay-Z. You know how many people actually tagged people and was promoting the album for free? Now imagine if Jay-Z paid these people a percentage of that money, you know what I'm saying? These are jobs that are being created, but we don't look at it that way. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a form of doing for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And then we start to look at people's pockets. We start to monitor the other people's pockets. Be like, okay, well, Brick gets 60% of this. So at some point, I'm making him more money. But at the end of the day, you got to look at it. You're making money for just believing. And you're making money just for believing in something. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing physical you have to do. You know what I'm saying? There's no competition that has to be arranged or anything. You know what I'm saying? You just show up and play the music the way you was before. You know, and like I said, it's a way of being able to generate money for us. These things used to be called street teams and stuff like this. People would, I don't even think it was to that magnitude. You know what I'm saying? You might get a T-shirt, some stickers, and maybe a free CD for promoting the artist back then, you know what I'm saying, and saying that you're down with this person. But it was never a magnitude where you're getting a portion of the artist's sales. You know what I'm saying? That's always been resigned to record labels. You know what I'm saying? And record labels was the higher percentage. You know what I'm saying? It was the artist that was getting, if lucky, like a Michael Jackson, a dollar per CD before the independent game came. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, and paying homage to music, that's why I kind of look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, anything is profit to me after the money that I spent to create the CD. So after that, if I can figure out a way to make other people some money, then so be it. You know what I'm saying? But I think people overlook the bigger picture of what I was presenting when I put that out there, because there's no reason that there's as many Brick advocates that there are out there that there's not at least one person per week taking an offer of. You know what I'm saying? Or just like, okay, well, I got it's $10 a CD, I'm going to give me 10 CDs, I'm going to send them $60, and I'm going to make me an extra couple bucks on the side off of my paycheck. It's a quick way to slip your check again. You know what I'm saying? And all legal. These legal Bricks. I'm not talking about, like, Brick Squad, like, Waka Flocka and them. He don't even want to be black in this. A lot of y'all promote him still. You know what I'm saying? So we got to figure out where our allegiance is actually lie. You know what I'm saying? And stop worrying about who's ascending where. You know what I'm saying? Because the more we are confined to that crab in the barrel thinking, the more situations we're going to have like what I'm talking about. Because like I said, if we would have took advantage of the Blackonomics or the Brickonomics or whatever you want to label them at that point, if we would have took advantage of that, then the presentation would be 100% across the board. You know what I'm saying? There would be no discretion where it's like, okay, well, I'm dissatisfied with this or I'm dissatisfied with that, you know. It'd just be a well-oiled machine, you know what I'm saying? I wish there was a Brick advocate in every state, you know what I'm saying, because it's something that's needed, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're not an advocate of me, I wish other artists would even step up and make that presentation to y'all. How many other black power artists offer that? You know what I'm saying? Y'all spend money with them the same way y'all spend money with me. How many other Black Power artists offer that service to pay you to promote for them? You know what I'm saying? Or pay you just for believing in them, you know what I'm saying, to play the music. You know what I'm saying? How many other artists take a step back to promote another artist? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, at the end of the day, we got to start thinking selfless instead of selfish, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what stands out the most to me about this situation. You know what I'm saying? About us in the music, or us as just a people in the movement in general. You know what I'm saying? We have to learn how to put each other first. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying shun yourself, because it's always about self-preservation. You know what I'm saying? You always have to figure out how you're going to sustain. But at the end of the day, you got to be able to reach back and lift your brothers and sisters up. You can't just wait till you get to the pinnacle and then be like, all right, now I'm going to reach down and get you. Because it might be too far of a reach at that point. You know what I'm saying? We got to use the ladder sequence. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a time, I'm brick and I can do such and such, but hey, it's a time that I'm struggling. I might need a shoulder to lean on, you know what I'm saying, or somebody to give me an extra push. So when I get up in a level, I pull knowledge up with me, you know what I'm saying? So knowledge might ascend to the next level, you know what I'm saying, and not knowledge pull me up to the level that he up to, you know what I'm saying, and so on and so forth. And I'm just putting a name out there, you know what I'm saying, and we can link that name to many different names. I mean, many different names. But if we only focus on us ascending, and every time we look back, be like, oh, well, he two rungs down on the ladder. He cool. I still can kind of reach him. You know what I'm saying? Instead of pulling him up to the next one so it's a little easier, by the time you make it to the third and fourth rung, you can't reach that person. You know what I'm saying? So we like I said, we got to start thinking outside of just ourselves, man, because like I said, if we don't, we're going to be in this position for a long time. And I really don't envision my daughter fighting the same fight, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want her to have to, 20 years from now, be a part of the real, real, real revolutionary Black Panther Party. You know what I'm saying? Or the new era. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be a perpetual cycle that just continues to go on and on. You know what I'm saying? At some point, it has to be fixed. Like I said, at some point, we have to decide to fall on the sword and make a sacrifice for the baby. You know what I'm saying? It's all good that y'all want to party, you know what I'm saying, that you come into your consciousness and you feel like, okay, well, this person's doing this, I can do that too, you know what I'm saying? Another thing that stood out to me when we was in Houston, you know, I made a post of, I was gifted an RBG bar of soap, you know what I'm saying? And instead of, it was a lot of people that supported the post, you know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, I'm about to go order right now. I don't know how many people actually ordered, but the main thing that stuck out to me, it was one post on there that said, oh, I can make this myself. Like, that's the concept and the way of thinking that we got to get out of, man. You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna clutter that lane even more, and that's a form of self-hatred to me. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just being supportive, and this person already has all the equipment to go make this, now you got to go figure out how to make it. You got to go get the equipment to make. You got to go through the test trials of making it, because it ain't as simple as you're making it out to be. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just supporting this person, or it might not even been to the point where they like, oh, I'm gonna go make my own soap. It's planting the seed in the head of somebody else to think like that too. Like, you know what? Why am I paying $5 a bar for this soap? And I can make my own soap, or I can go fucking buy Dove and I can get 6 bars for $5. But Dove don't give a fuck about you. And the sister that made this soap, she put her tears and sweat into this shit. You know what I'm saying? Time away from her husband, kids and all. You know what I'm saying? Time missing cooking meals or working or just building a family. You know what I'm saying? To create this soap. And then it's like, okay, well, I can do this too. The Mr. Me has too syndrome. You know what I'm saying? And the Clips spoke about this a while ago on some of their music. You know what I'm saying? But the Mr. Me Too or the Mrs. Me Too problem that we have, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing wrong with support. You know what I'm saying? If you know I'm doing some dope-ass music, fine. Let the music be dope. Don't clutter the lane, but like, okay, let me go record what I got to say, too. Because everybody's not meant to be a rapper. Afi's a dope painter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm no envy, but I'm envious in a good way of how she moves her paintbrush. But at no point, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm about to just start painting my own paint. They know. It's a quality, it's a level of quality that you wish to reach. And if it's being presented, that's what I would want, you know, like the best. What up, Boo? Up the tribe back in. What up, Boo?
New level achieved. Memorex.
Oh, man. I don't like giving solutions. I can give options. I don't even like using that word, solution. Because you can submerge yourself in the solution. So I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is provide an option. You wouldn't?
They kick you. Hello?
Yeah. You with me? You with me for this option?
Yeah, when you started doing the option, you kind of went blank. I'm like, oh, thought she was on it.
Yeah, so I'm trying not to turn up because, you know, we got a good, we had an hour already good, you know what I'm saying? So maybe they start looking for inflections, and you ain't get disconnected either, you know what I'm saying? So we've been doing all right. Do you know your number? This is for every entrepreneur that's out there that's going to listen to this. Do you know your number? Do you know how many people you have to talk to or how many people have to see a product before somebody buys and how many times they have to see it in order for them to buy? Do you know your number?
Me personally?
Yes.
No.
That's a mistake. And you can remedy that mistake by doing the knowledge to your numbers. And what do I mean by that? In order for me to get 60 people to tune into the Book of Bricks series consistently every Tuesday, I have to promote enough to where 6,000 people have to see and know that you're on. And I have to know that 6,000 people know that you're on. You see what I'm saying? So even throughout the week, even when I do the episodes, all of that, have to have that number in mind. And the goal is to get it closer and closer and closer and closer over a period of time to where in order for 60 people to listen to you on Tuesday, 60 people have to be notified that you're on. So when you get that one-to-one type of situation, that's when you know you're operating at 100%. You see what I'm saying? So whatever the differential is in between those two, like having events, if you want 300 people to show up, you got to tell 30,000 people. If you want 300 people to show up, you see what I'm saying? You got to get that word out there. Until you know, on one side of the equation, what's happening on one side is happening on the other side. Until you get a one-to-one type of situation. You see what I'm saying? And that takes some work. But where can you find these people? Where do they exist? They exist everywhere. You see what I'm saying? Then you have to ask yourself a couple of questions. Just a couple. Who do I want to listen to the Book of Bricks series? Because the Book of Bricks series isn't the same as the Kings of Men, Black Survival, and General Civilization class. It's not the same audience. It might be similar. It might be some spillover, but you're looking for a particular audience. So now you have to find out where that particular audience is. Do you know your demographic that you want to market to? Who do you want listening to Exodus or Revolution or any of your music? And don't say everybody. Who you make it for?
It's a convinced crowd.
So who did you make it for? In this crowd, let's get specific now.
Which album?
This album, this one right now, Exodus of Revolution, who you made it for?
Is that a trick question, man?
No, it's not a trick question.
You just said it's
I'm saying it's a demographic, it's a target market. You see what I'm saying? Who are you trying to get this album to?
I guess that might be my problem then, because I tried with Exodus of Revolution, I tried to expand the reaches.
Okay, no, you initially, okay. You said you try to expand, so that means that you identified the target market already. Who is that? Who are those people?
Black people.
What's they ate? Nah, that don't work. Every brand. This is what I'm saying. Like this is what I'm saying. Every brand has a target market, a target audience that they're striving to reach. Everybody else happens because of that target market. You see what I'm saying? If you say, hey, I'm trying to get people from, how old is Cuz?
12.
He's 12. All right, so from Kennedy's age, Cuz age, or maybe a couple years younger. A couple years old. Let's say 15. From 6 months to 15. That's a wide range. You see what I'm saying? All of them have parents. You see? So because you're marketing to the children, the families are going to want to know what their children are listening to. Most of them. Not all of them, but most of them. So how do we get the Book of Brick to these young people? You see what I'm saying? That age range, that demographic, when they got Baby Gap and all that, they're finding ways, they're spending money to find that way to get that and close that gap in. You understand what I'm saying? To close the gap in, to get further, to be a differentiator, to extend that right hand of fellowship right to that market that they're trying to get, because with that market they're gonna get everybody else. Myself, Doggy Diamonds, and Rashid was on the phone, and we were talking about different brands. The Gap used to be a place where you would go get all of these other jeans until the Gap decided that everybody's coming here to get these jeans. Now they got to come in and get our shit. You see what I'm saying? They got to come in and get our clothes. So now, you know, people rocking Gap. They wasn't going to Gap to buy it. It's just something that happens over time. Because when they went and looked and said, if people will come here to get this, then they'll come here to get this. So now we got to find a way to market it. You see what I'm saying? We got to find a way to market it to them. So now we need some, you know, commercials, some video, because those children from young all the way to Cuz age and a couple of years older, everybody got a phone, tablet, they got something. So we got to get to them tablets. We got to get to go to those places, and we have to pick a time of day to where we run these ads to where, you know, these people are hearing Brick the Foundation. They're hearing this Book of Brick. You see what I'm saying? Because if they see old people with it, they're going to be like, that's old people. But if they see young children, you know, dancing and vibing to Brick, you see what I'm saying? You know, fighting the words of the song. They identify with their peer group. You see what I'm saying? So that, you know, parents say, noise, what y'all listening to? What's that? And then they hear it. Then they hear something that they don't hear on the radio. You see what I'm saying? So all of these clever approaches, the reason why the children is crying for Burger King and crying for McDonald's because they done showed something in their market around that way, and they're paying attention to all of these ads. They see it. They don't even know what it is, but they're crying for it, and they're pointing to it. You see what I'm saying? So that's how young they go after our children. You see? You know. You gave us the program. So identifying this target market now is crucial, and then marketing from that way out. You see what I'm saying? You have to have a market. You have to have a target market that you identify with, and everything else comes along with it. So once you close the gap in that target market that you're in, then all these other things come into play. All these other people come into play. All these other demographics come into play. You see what I'm saying? Based off of that. So knowing your number is far more important than just saying, you know, what it is. It's how you live your life now. This is how you change your livelihood now. This is all these things that's involved with it. You see what I'm saying? So now you're not dealing in a dead market or oversaturated market. Or you're dealing in no market at all because you ain't identifying a market. You're just like, yo, I'm going to tell enough people and hopefully somebody buy it. That's not it. That's not us. That's not how we work. You see what I'm saying? So then you present these other opportunities that are incentivized, and you cannot incentivize them within your target market dynamic. You know? Cuz, how you feeling? Powerful. All right, let's see how powerful you feeling. You see what I'm saying? For King of these cities, you go out there, boom, you and your friends, I want to make some money. I want to make some sneaker money. I want to make some candy money. I don't know. Whatever you use as an incentive, equip those people. These younger people need to learn the process. You see what I'm saying? We have a lot of talent and a lot of skill and things like that that we're not passing down to our younger generation. We are not equipping them with tools that they can use to sustain themselves. Guess where they're learning all of this stuff from? They're learning to be workers because we send them to school every day. They're learning from workers how to be workers. Their teachers work for somebody. The principal works for somebody. Regardless to position or authority, they all work for somebody. So, okay, you know, the teacher don't look that bad. The principal don't look that bad. The janitor don't look that bad. So now you won't be in the growth mindset. You'll be in the fixed mindset about what you want for your life. Your whole life is determined by them social interactions. You see what I'm saying? So now if they're coming, you know, with this other type of program, this other type of propaganda campaign, they're watching people in their peer group and what they're doing, and they're deciding what they want to be, not from an internal-external relationship, from an external-internal relationship. They're seeing that external stimuli, and they're making decisions based off of that, of what type of person they want to be on the inside, how they feel about themselves. You see what I'm saying? So now, what aids them? What can aid them? What can reverse that curse? Self-empowerment, to where I feel good about who I am on the inside, that divine nature that exists within me, so externally I'm not fooled by these other things. So that, again, goes back to knowing your number. Knowing your number. You see what I'm saying? So if when you know your number, you know how many people you need to talk to. You know how hard you got to go. You know if you need to pay for ad campaigns on social media or not. You know that because based off of those numbers, you know those numbers. You know, so, you know, getting a hold of, you know, what it is and setting those goals for, you know, for the year and all of those things. You see what I'm saying? And be able to monitor them quarter to quarter. How close are you to your goal? What do you need to increase? What you need to decrease? All of those things are based off of those numbers. You see what I'm saying? So knowing those numbers and being in tune with them and be able to articulate those people, those numbers to the people that are around you, that team that is around you that supports you and understand what it is. You see what I'm saying? It may not be a situation where you can break anybody off yet, but once you get into that position, they know you're going to break they know you're going to break them off because they know who you are. You see what I'm saying? They're not buying your CD, they're buying you. So who are you? Are you and your CD congruent? Are you the person that you are on your CD 24/7? Because you break the foundation 24/7. You know what I'm saying? You can't cut that off. You know what I'm saying? You can't cut that off. You know what I mean? You said an experience. We don't got to get into experience. You know what the experience was. You see what I'm saying? People recognize you. People know who you are. So now you can't. Now you got the Tupacalypse. You see what I'm saying? So your name now and your brand is the same. You see what I'm saying? You can't separate yourself from them. I can't be Knowledge Born and have a bad day. I can't be Knowledge Born and say I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? That's it. It's a wrap. You know what I mean? Like, my name ain't even Knowledge Ball. And people are like, yo, that's Through the Knowledge Radio. That's my name. You know what I'm saying? That's Through the Knowledge, yo. That's Born. You know, you get so many names. But understanding those numbers and how they work for you and how they're going to benefit you. Now you know you got a strategic plan and you're moving in a manner that's strategic. You see what I'm saying? Is it guaranteed? No, it ain't guaranteed. But you know you're moving intentionally, and you're involving people in that process. You see what I'm saying? There's a bunch of things that you're doing, and you're doing them well, but there's some other things that you need to look at and take into consideration. You know, these are just options. You know what I'm saying? You could be like, whatever he's talking about, and continue to do what you're doing. You see what I'm saying? These are just options to add to what you're doing.
Yeah. I never looked at it that way, you know what I'm saying, as far as going into the demographics even further, because it's already a narrow focus group of who I'm aiming at, you know what I'm saying, and I had narrowed it down even more when I came out with the program, even though I thought I widened it by removing the profanity and stuff, but
That's increasing its marketability, you know. That's one thing. That's increasing its marketability, where it can be seen, where it could be heard, where it could be played. You know, all of those things. You see what I'm saying? So when you start looking at that, yeah. You see what I'm saying? That, it just, you know, widens the reach. But again, based off of your target market, how much of what you did, the change that you did, how much of it affected your bottom line or getting to those audiences right there? Did it get to the audiences that you wanted it to get to? You see what I'm saying? So those are questions you could ask yourself. You know, with these changes, with this upgrade, with this, did it reach our intended goal? You see what I'm saying? And if you got somebody that's, you know, you got people on your team, that's what they need to be bringing. That's what they need to be bringing. They, you know, so there's no way you can do it all by yourself, but you're in a situation to where you might be. You see what I'm saying? You might have to do it all until you're able to, you know, have some things be done for you. So you might want to have to check, you know, track your sales. You see what I'm saying? I was talking to, you know, careers about the Contest Olympics. You know what I'm saying? And he was telling me, hey, you know, blah, 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 it's just $2 and this and this. I said, how many people you told about the Contest Olympics? How many people? What's your number? You see what I'm saying? Like, out of how many people who bought, how many people did you have to talk to? You said, I don't know. So now you need to know. You can start from scratch. And then from the people who bought your albums, the people who bought the catalog, all of that, who came back and said, you know, who did you ask to do a video? You see what I'm saying? Like, you remember all that stuff you was doing with the Black Fist? Didn't Dr. Savvy get a copy of the Black Fist album?
Yeah.
Didn't they make it to Dr. Savvy? You see what I'm saying? Like, so, hey, things out there that was incentivizing income-producing activities. You understand what I'm saying? Are you still doing the same thing? Just like my man said with the love thing. Are you still dating your albums? You know what I'm saying? or do your older children get more attention than your younger children right now in regards to your project? You see what I'm saying? Do your older woman get more attention than the new ones? You see? These are your ideas. These are your thoughts. These thoughts become things. They manifest themselves in physical form. You got to spend time with them. You got to cultivate them. You got to push them. You got to promote them. You see what I'm saying? So these are all of these things that are there, that exist, that come in as a way to say whether or not you're doing what you're supposed to do in regards to your brand. You got clothing, you got everything, you got all kinds of stuff, you got everything. You see what I'm saying? And because it's out there, we can't mistake the fact that because it's out there, that everybody knows it's out there. Everybody don't know it's out there. They play these games with whether they see stuff on the timeline and all of that. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's all kind of ways because they're using a tool. You have free content to push towards paid content. So there's free things that's out there that you're able to do, functionality that are limited. But now people with brands, we have an opportunity to maximize and reach a larger market based off of a paid feature. When you use a paid feature, you know, paid advertising, you get that out there, you identify your demographic, your target market, and they do the metrics for you. They're showing you how many people that it reached, that this post, this particular post reached, how many people viewed it, how many people reacted to it, boom, boom, boom. All of those analytics that are out there that are showing you anybody can start a business in this capitalist society, a 28% income bracket. Anybody can go viral and they have a brand. You see what I'm saying? So in order to get some kind of way where they're ensuring that they're eating off of it, they're using free content functionality in order to push towards paid advertisement. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, with these social media advents and these social media, zealots that's out there, whoever got your album and they love your album, they ain't got to give you no money. They could do a 20-second, 30-second video. Like Homegirl did with the video. Yo, get this brick, blah, blah, blah. See what I'm saying? That goes a long way. That goes a long way. See, you know, it's a video. They could do that on Instagram. They could do it on Snapchat. They could do whatever. You understand what I'm saying? Getting their word out there, pushing it out there. It don't cost them nothing to do this type of promotion. You see what I'm saying? Them internet wars you was talking about, they know that these people going to have these internet wars because they know where the mindset of people at. They pay attention to everything that people do. So this is how the ambulance chase goes. They show you a video with Wendy Williams, you know, fake passing out, and then everybody on the internet talking about it. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So you can lose the focus of where you at based off of those, you know, interactions and things that you're dealing with. So are we doing what we started doing? Are we continuing it on? Are we still doing the dates? Are we still having a long conversation? Are we still passing the love notes? You see what I'm saying? Are we still going back and, you know, revisiting? Are we pulling out the, you know, the brick catalog scrapbook and we flipping through like, damn, yeah, yo, this, you remember this? You remember that? Boom, boom, boom. See what I'm saying? Like all of that. And if we're doing it, who's hearing it? You see what I'm saying? So are we using every engagement that we have, every opportunity that we have for what we say we want? You see what I'm saying? So now you got a room full of wives. All you gotta do is look around the room. You see what I'm saying? So regardless if it get hard, regardless if it like seem crazy, like it seem meaningless, just look around the room again. Look around the room. Remember a statement you made earlier today about my niece. You don't want my niece in 20 years having to fight this same fight. What wouldn't you do in that case? You see what I'm saying? So now you formulate a strategy and a plan based off of that motivation right there. Oh, snap, by the way, you got a motivation song. You see what I'm saying? So, boom, like, that can be a whole campaign. How many other people need motivation? You just sharing your motivation based on why you're doing what you're doing, and in that creates an opportunity to motivate and inspire others to find the same reason within themselves. They got people like Eric Thomas. They got people like Les Brown. They got people like Lisa Nichols and the like. They make money off of that. They make money and they travel all over the world. They got all different type of audiences. But when they finally said, hey, this is what I want to say, and these are the people I want to say it to, as a result of that, everybody heard about them. Once they identify what they want to say, who they want to say it to. You see what I'm saying? You identify what you want to say, and you identify who you want to say it to. Now we got to refine it. Then we got to know, like, okay, I talked to y'all, but I need to talk to somebody else. So now you get to talking around and getting it around to places where you want it to go. Wherever you want to be, that's where your music needs to be at. Your message needs to precede you. You see what I'm saying? So I know that there's some people that got some centers of influence that should, you know, be able to help you, that should, you know, those people that they say they rock with you, things like that. But they don't have the buy-in. They don't have the why that you have. They don't have the will that you have. They don't got the work ethic that you have. They don't got the outlook on it that you have. You see what I'm saying? You do. You got it. You see what I'm saying? Until you can find a team of people that's hungry like that, that's rocking in that pack. Like, yeah, we all got the same mindset when we go out there. You know, Wu-Tang would not be denied. You see what I'm saying? They would not be denied. That nine-member group would not be denied. They wasn't taking no for an answer. They stepped off the streets in 92 and never went back. You see what I'm saying? So it's having that type of mindset and having that type of heart, having that type of willingness, having that type of desire, having that resilient type of attitude, all these characteristics and traits that you possess, you got them all. You got all of them. You see what I'm saying? You got all of them. You've been through some, you know, insurmountable types of situations, man. Cats for the problem took their life. They underwent some of the stuff you went through, and you done went through it, and you done did it in the best manner. And you done been made better for it, and you done got rewarded for it. So now, you're going to be able to do what you need to do. You see what I'm saying? Because you can refocus. You can hit that reset button, G, off of the program. You know what I mean? So it's there. PROGRAM. Program. You understand what I'm saying?
I thought you was about to transition into the song.
I was about to drop it, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh. I don't know. I just wanted to see if you had something to say. You know what I'm saying? If you had something to say.
Nah, shit, you hit it on the head, man.
That was a nice way of saying nah. Hell no. Oh, well,
I mean, I
was
too much like a follow up with that.
All right, we're going another direction now.
Man, I've seen what the pressure like can crush a man solely, don't adjust it right. The realest here, come on and step inside. It's just the time to get my method right. Reading these books, lyrically exercise. They say they feeling it, then much obliged. I flip modes when I bust a rhyme. Who saw that coming versus camouflage? Ghillie suit, view through the sniper sight. My shot precise, I present a different breed. Cut from a cloth, so rare you couldn't get the sleeves. Bare arms, flag flying, RBG. Revolutionizing babies gave reason beyond greed. Realize better guidance, raising born geniuses. Royalty. Baba Garvey told me this is what it means to represent the red, black, and green. Here's the key. Go ahead and lock your mental doors and keep your third eye open. This is mental war, psychological combat. Wu-Tang's liquid swords. If you want the world, knock it, it's yours.
It's yours. The world in the palm of your hand. It's yours. Take over, now it's time to expand. New leadership, I'm supplying what they demand. Feeling I can make a change with this mic in my hand. It's yours. The world in the palm of your hand. It's yours. Take over, now it's time to expand. New leadership.
leadership. I'm supplying what they demand. Feeling I can make a change with this mic in my
hand. Exit is a revolution. Genocidal mass pollution. They poisoning the water in the city that I grew in. For these black power babies cross the nation. Why I do it? Don't be stupid and tell Zion processor my medulla. Focus on the children. I'm obsessed about their future. Will it be the same? Oh, you don't give a Kama Sutra. F you. See, my ideas began computing. African systems came back online. Had to reboot it. Now I interconnect across the internet. With like minds on this mission, let me interject. Put these dope bars over beats, pique they interest. As they cross my mind, only write them when they intersect. Gunshots going off, bullets X, they injure flesh. After 400 years of oppression, best revenge is death. Waving white flags, no decision making incorrect. This is all I wore, my mindset is Imhotep. Watch me flex.
It's yours, the world in the palm of your hand. It's yours, take over, now it's time to expand.
New leadership, I'm supplying what they demand. Feeling I can make a change with this mic in my hand. It's yours,
the world in the palm of your hand. It's yours,
take over, now it's time to expand.
New leadership, I'm supplying what they demand. Feeling I can make a change with this mic in my hand.
High priest, I'm on my third dynasty. Let it breathe, don't compare me to these other MCs. I'm just me, B-R-I-C-K. The foundation is complete. Now I'm building other floors, skyscraping to the suite. Penthouse, elevated top floor, come and see. Peek the view, broke the mold.